Thank you. sind schrecklich auf, Tore sind das Ziel. Ja, so ist es immer neu bei jedem Spiel. Einmal kommt die Flanke rein, ich komm angezischt und schon habe ich den Ball erwischt. Im nächsten Augenblick klappt's mit meinem Trick.
アトム着地プラストン。 アトムサーチライト。アトム羽織り。
アトムの急降下アップ。アトム旋回。
アトムロング旋回。次アトムロングアップ。アトムアップロング。
What did the insurance adjuster say?
The insurance adjuster. When I finally did get an insurance adjuster out here, the insurance adjuster didn't say anything about this aspect of the problem with the house. And then when I asked him about it,
he pointed out
that things looked different. He said it was from the flood. He said flooding, shifting the foundations to the flood, any kind of flood activity would not be covered by the flood policy. I've had people since then tell me that's not true.But he actually sent
アトム上昇。
Quote from the policy and said that this policy. But either way, he said it wasn't covered under the flood, and he didn't ever address it as wind damage.
アトムレーダー。
And he was representing your insurance company.
Yes, he was representing my insurance company. Now, when we got the report from the engineer, it went to a whole different person. To I think I don't know what they call this division.When you become a special case. And they took my engineer's report.
Energy 不安定状態.
That was in March. It's now August, and I have never seen the engineer's report. So they've essentially done nothing but stall. They give me two different reasons for not having the engineer's report all this time. The first was that it was missing the data, which they referred to as storm data.And things like that. And after about 3.5 months, they said they had the report, they had the data, but then it was in review with the engineering firm. Well, that's been over a month now.
Your insurance company is?
State Farm.
And why would they stall?
Well, we could speculate. Several reasons. I've heard that perhaps they just don't want to pay out because the longer they can hold on to their reserves, the more interest they can earn on their invested reserves. I've also heard thatThey are dragging their feet in the hopes that people just get worn out and cease to pursue it. We're getting really close to the deadline, so if I don't act in time, and even if they did decide to come back with the report and say, okay, we will pay for it X amount of dollars, chances are I wouldn't be able to get the work done to know whether or not it was enough or if any of the other repairs, what they've given me for the other repairs are adequate, because once August 29th comes, I have no recourse legally.
The law of Louisiana requires that any suit against an insurance company be filed within a year of an event, correct?
That's correct.
And so, what are you going to do?
I am going to file suit before the 29th. I'm going to wait until after the 15th of the month because I believe there's a law that'll be in effect then that will protect me from...having to use money that should be dedicated to fixing the house to pay attorneys. And I'm going to pursue it legally. There are too many questions and too many things that are unanswered at this point for me to feel comfortable with State Farm's word. They did tell me that they allow 2 years to settle a claim, but of course without any legal recourse, it's meaningless. So that's what I intend to do.
Was it difficult to find an attorney?
No, actually, in this case, it wasn't, because I have a friend who I know is experienced with insurance companies. He's worked on both sides. And, well, I shouldn't say it was easy. It was easy because I knew someone, but he's so overwhelmed with work that he was concerned that he wasn't going to be able to handle this case and be able to do it well in a timely manner. But fortunately, he has someone that he works with, or that works in an adjacent firm that he's friends with, who happens to also be the brother of the insurance commissioner. So the two of them will handle the case together.
Some people are having trouble finding an attorney, though, correct?
From what I understand, yes. I think the attorneys are fairly overburdened right now, the ones that are proficient in insurance law, whatever the regulations are.
Are you able to live in your house?
No. And we're in my house right now talking, and you can tell it's quite hot. We have no hot water. We can't do any of the plumbing work. We can't get the central air hooked back up, and we can't do any of the repairs until the foundation issue is addressed, because once that's addressed, it potentially undoes any work that's done beforehand. So,
meanwhile, you, your son, and your daughter are living where?
We're living with my mom in Jefferson Parish after 25 years of not living at home with my parents. I'm back home with mom, so.
She's been a pretty good sport?
She's been wonderful. But it's difficult having to drive children at two different schools that start at two different times. And so, especially when school's going, I have to make either three or four trips from Jefferson uptown and sometimes out to the lakefront and back every day. So with fuel prices as they are, it's not only an annoying drive because of the traffic, because there's a lot of traffic in the suburbs, people coming to and from. But, you know, it's getting to be costly as well.
Meanwhile, as you wait for your insurance problems to be resolved, your house, what's happening to your house?
Absolutely nothing. The only thing that's happening to my house is, well, I shouldn't say nothing. What happens to my house is I'm exacerbating the damage that's here because I can't put gutters up until the house is leveled. I can't do things like that. So now that we're getting rain again, every time it rains, water's coming in. And as far as repairs go, the only things that can be done are little things I'm doing myself, like scraping and priming paint and trying to gut walls here and there by myself. It feels like time has flown, almost a year's gone by, and we've gotten nowhere. It's like it's stood still at the same time, so it's a very odd sensation. And the house is absolutely horrible place to be, because as you can see, it's from the dismantlings to prepare for the work, it's just jammed up with stuff everywhere. And it's very hot. It's just a very
hot. How are your kids holding up?
The kids are finally adjusting, I think. Rachel, my daughter, is very resilient. It's been really difficult for my son because he's a teenager. He's just turned 18. And his world, of course, not too in walking around the distance. And so it's very difficult for him to be in Jefferson because he's